The feminine singular. Let's say you have a word like imra'a, woman. Imra'atan. Okay? Like Prophet Musa's story. Imra'atani tadudan. Two women standing waiting at the well. If anyone here wants to get married, you have to do the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Right? That Musa alayhi salam stood at the... He arrived finally after crossing the desert, after having been basically chased out of Egypt for accidentally killing an Egyptian. He traveled such a distance that was torture. It really, astaghfirullah, I shouldn't say torture because this was a wisdom from Allah Ta'ala, but it was extremely difficult, okay? And he had burns on his feet and he hadn't drank for days, okay? And he came upon, as the Quran says, imra'atani tadudan. I saw a well and there were two women that were sort of being pushed aside, right? And there were another group of people sort of having no manners and not letting these two women get water from the well, and they were hogging up the space. So Sayyidina Musa took their buckets and he got them the well, water from the well. Then he gave them the buckets and he went, rested under a tree, and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Right? He went and he leaned against that well and he made that dua. He leans against a tree and he made that dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. It says, my Lord, I am for what you have decreed for me or destined for me of the good in need. So I'm in need of the good that you have already destined for me. So this dua is so full of adab. It's basically saying, oh Allah, I know that you have already destined for me so much good, but I'm in need of it right now. In other words, that's basically what he's saying. I'm in need of it. Okay? I'm in need of it. And that is the dua of marriage. If you want to get married, recite that ayah. And what happened? Immediately, that same day, all right, one of them came, tamshi ala istihya, one of them came walking modestly, right? And she said, "Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana." Now my father wishes to come and repay you the reward, a reward, okay? Compensate you for what you've done for us. And she had already went to her father and said, "Oh father, there is a man who did this for us and he would be good as an employee, okay? Now, when it comes to marriage, attributes of modesty is that you don't address it directly, okay? And she didn't. She said he'd be a good employee. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawil amin. The best that you can hire is someone strong but trustworthy. And the father understood that she's also saying he would be a good husband, possibly, right? In any event, if you're here for the grammar, it's just a little tangent that I couldn't help myself, because sometimes grammar gets a bit dry and you... Really, what are we here for? What do we do in Arabic for? It's for the Quran, right? So this is an example in the Quran. The word imra'atani tadudan. In any event, he did engage her, and the mahr, the sadaq, was 8 years of employment. Okay, 8 to 10 years of employment. Then he can marry her. Okay, and it, by the way, a mahr or sadaq can be paid later. You can marry and pay the mahr or the sadaq later, or overtime.